Mitch McConnell calls on Joe Biden to negotiate with congressional Democrats on debt ceiling. By Sean Moran on October 4, 2021. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, urged President Joe Biden Monday to negotiate with congressional Democrats on the debt ceiling. McConnell called on Biden to work with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, on a path to resolve the debt ceiling issue. McConnell has continued to warn that Senate Republicans will not help Democrats raise the debt ceiling and enable Democrats to pass their $3.5 trillion Build Back Better Act. The leading Senate Republican wrote to Biden, "I respectfully submit that it is time for you to engage directly with congressional Democrats on this matter. Your lieutenants in Congress must understand that you do not want your unified Democratic government to sleepwalk toward an avoidable catastrophe when they have had nearly 3 months' notice to do their job." McConnell noted that Biden opposed increasing the debt ceiling while he was in the minority in the Senate. "The president's party had to take responsibility for a policy agenda which you opposed. Your view then is our view now," the Kentucky Republican wrote. Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough said over the weekend that Senate Democrats could raise the debt ceiling using budgetary reconciliation, a procedure Democrats hope to use to pass their $3.5 trillion bill that focuses on social welfare spending and other leftist priorities. Schumer said last week that Senate Democrats would not pursue a suspension or raising of the debt ceiling using reconciliation. "Going through the long, convoluted, difficult reconciliation process with debt limit is very, very risky. We're not pursuing that," Schumer said after a meeting with Senate Democrats. Senator Susan Collins, Army, said the debt ceiling suspension would receive Republican support if they would not pass the Build Back Better Act. "Republicans would vote to suspend the debt ceiling through the end of next year if the president abandoned the plans for this $3.5 trillion bill," Collins said. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.